in the showers, I'm afraid, is what I think. Hey, don't I know you from man camp? not ready for man camp. Oh, we're on the air. That's what that like is. Hello. Forget everything I said about man camp. Okay. It's not what we're trying to convey here. Well, hi, it's true. You know, Fargo is so friendly and so helpful that I came to town Friday morning, and by early afternoon, they had preserved my handprints in concrete and the wall of fame, the hall of fame, the wall of fame, sidewalk of fame. Even though nobody knew who I was. That is friendly. They had no idea who I was. They said, hey, put your hands on the sidewalk here and write your name. Cool. Me, Mike Feldman, the slab of the unknown sidewalk of fame. Thank you, Fargo. Now tell me this. What do you know?
Live from the Festival Concert Hall on the campus of North Dakota State University, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums, and I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, actress Kristen Rudrud from the film Fargo, all the Fargo news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from the Holiday Inn of Fargo, a 310-room hotel and convention center with more than 27,000 square feet of commercial space and banquet seating for up to 1,250 people just off I-29 and across from the West Acres Shopping Center, online at fargohi.com. And now, the man who would go far for Fargo, it's Michael Feldman!
And West Fargo, all of Fargo. Great to be here. Michael Feldman ensconced with Myron Florin, Bob Dylan, Bill Gates, and Bert and Ernie, who left their footprints there, and they were huge. So, I mean, the rumors may be true. Kid from Milwaukee, you made a kid from Milwaukee's dream come true. Thank you, Fargo. Thank you again. I can't thank you enough, Fargo. You're so nice. Everybody's nice here. Everybody is so nice here. I did have to bring my own cement. I thought that was unusual. I am next to Jimmy Hoffa. But I'm the only guy in the walk I don't even recognize. So that's a pretty good feeling. Well, you know, Bismarck may have the mineral rights, but Fargo's got the bragging rights. Huh? Motto? Think possible motto? I'm just trying that out on you. Maybe not. You know, like those ads used to say, make big money in the comfort of your own basement, you know? I'm combing the records right now to see if the farming Feldmans worked a plot or a parcel near the Bakken place out there. I think maybe the first farming Feldmans did. But they were like 1800 BC. Henry Bakken, you know, for years complained about the corn coming up black. You know? Gave the place up because of it. And now look at it. Okay. Corn that pops itself, you just light it and then oh, pop. Anyhow, in all the Fargo and North Dakota news that isn't, a tour bus carrying Justin Bieber's personal chef blew out a tire along I-29 in Manville, North Dakota. Evan Dubb, one of the Good Samaritans who helped get the bus back on the road, said, "It's not something you see every day in Manville." This is right from the paper. I'm not, you know, you have to write this stuff anyway. This is so good. I love it. Dub used a skid steer loader to get the bus to the Manville Bean Company, where Brody Hutton and Shiloh Lindemann repaired the tire. It was kind of cool, Hutton said. Not something you see every day. Although the bus's occupants stayed inside, the trio did talk to the bus driver, who offered payment, but the rescuers wouldn't hear of it. We told them to remember where you're at. Anybody around here will help you if you need it. Huh? However, while they wouldn't accept cash, Lindemann did request a few Justin Bieber t-shirts, saying, "I've got a niece that's in love with the Biebs." Although he himself had never heard him. He said, I might have to go and buy an album so I know what he sings. The trio didn't get any pictures, so the T-shirts remain the only evidence Bieber's bus made a stop in Manville. There you have it, the bus in Manville story. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't. I can't anyway. In other news that may not be accurate, the pyramid at Williston will be constructed as soon as enough Jews with good manual skills can be found. There was one guy from up north. He was good with his hands, but he's in the furniture business. The Forum says its report that the Artisan is the first locally owned furniture store to open in 18 years is incorrect, but did not say which part of that was wrong. Is it not a furniture store? Is it not 18 years? Did it not open? Okay. And reminded people that Bras on Broadway would be held in the Avalon Events Center in Fargo and not actually on Broadway. So, Bras on Broadway is actually in the building. Then the bathrooms at the new West Spar Hall on the Minnesota State University campus in Moorhead will have co-ed bathrooms, an innovation intended to enhance community life. And increase options for students, the dean said. One of whom, junior Shane Kelly, said, it wouldn't be an issue for me, but I can see how it could be. Love it. They're so much better at saying things than I ever could be. Other news, a head-to-head traffic on West 42nd Street in Fargo remains at a standstill as both sides continued attempts to yield. New report, surprising Fargo, stresses diversity of Fargo, which includes every type of Lutheran. Some never before seen. Beat scientists at North Dakota. Excuse me a second. I don't know why I'm crying. It's an involuntary reaction. I'm still thinking about how we use that loader. Take it to the bean place, really. Fix the tire. Beet scientists at North Dakota State say they are pretty close to realizing a long-sought dream, the oil beet. It will never replace the sugar beet, the team leader said, but it would add vegetable rights to the mineral rights enjoyed by so many North Dakotans. Okay, that was a long way to nothing. Parties from both sides met again to discuss the South's amiable secession from the Dakotas and their reconfiguration as Southwest Minnesota instead of South Dakota. That frees up the name for the rest of you. Okay. A man in West Fargo who neighbors say was fracking in his backyard. You'll like this one. Stopped after being convinced that not only was there no oil shale in the area, but that the second floor of his house was now the first. So be careful where you frack, like my mother told me many years ago. I think that's what she said. A representative of Qatar has visited the Bakken oil reserve for preliminary talks on joining the United Arab Emirates. So Bakken would be the first non-Arab state in the United Arab Emirates, is what that's saying, I guess. Climatologists say global warming is causing North Dakota's corn to head north to Saskatchewan, and they should reach Estevan by 2020. Page 4. Those worried about the impact of oil in the Theodore Roosevelt State Park have been reassured that the buffalo still roam, they just slip once in a while. Hard for them to get back up. That's the main thing. Buffalo. The North Dakota High Court says it's too high to hear the marijuana case. Oh, man, I'm too high. It's good when you can say that and realize. Gusts up to 50 miles per hour across North Dakota, a special concern to farmers and field hands trying to relieve themselves. Weather authorities say it's out of the west, if that's any help. And anyhow, it's not possible to get a direct flight from Williston, North Dakota to Paris, France. Although it's still in a Canada Air 30-seater, and so no beverage service the whole way. There's a guy who's flown one, right? Recently, but elbow to elbow on the Canada Airs. Soap on a rope prices now exceed oil prices at Bakken man camps. And you can't buy a moist towelette for love nor money at the man camps. Earthquake is said to be the result of the Earth's natural fracking and not man's. Women camps reportedly spring up around man camps. They're in a binder. They have a binder filled with women camps. I have a binder of women camps. I asked for it, and this is what I got. All right, where was I? Oh, North Dakota projected to be the best place to live over Hawaii by 2032. So it'll be Hawaii out in 2032. So aloha, don't you know? Okay. Anyhow, for North Dakotans of Russian-German heritage longing to return to the homeland, it's just a question of which country to return to, Russia or Germany, or a state still to be named. But that's nothing compared to the problems faced by the Swedish Norwegians. Okay, not good. That'll never see the light of day. The North Dakota 3000 Project says should the oil run out, they're confident North Dakota will strike gold. And should that pan out, attract an advanced civilization from the galaxy to North Dakota, attracted by its resources and the work ethic of its friendly and helpful people. And space aliens, grill and bar. Okay. The new North Dakota license tag drops the Peace Garden for billions in oil and yet the same parka. On the plates. Maybe not. The University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux will be renamed the Fighting Lutefisk. Oh, have you ever seen Lutefisk fight? Ever seen him fight? You know, in the mating season, there's a lot of fighting going on. Fight for the female Lutefisk. Maybe to get away from her. I have no idea, because they end up in lie anyhow. So what's the future? Thank you. The Fargo police, embarrassed by a recent shooting during a holdup at the Sun Mart, explained that the suspect was from Brainerd. No voter registration in North Dakota. All you have to do is prove you're 18 and swear never to leave. It's a big commitment, but a lot of people do it. Fargo man arrested for DUI after his pickup got stuck on the track says he only started drinking once he got stuck. The fall survey shows the Devil's Lake continues to be a walleye factory, and the spring floods should guarantee delivery to your door. Over a half million acres, this is not really a news item, over a half million acres of sunflowers in North Dakota. Van Gogh would have cut off both ears just to live here, I think, possibly his nose. Of the 16,000 jobs open in North Dakota, not one is for a quiz master. And that's all the news that isn't from Fargo in North Dakota. Thank you so much for having us, Fargo. Great to be here. Find out the Fargo secret. The only place in America where things are going right. You know? You've got, you know, I mean, people say, you know, how are things going? Oh, I can't complain. You guys really can't. The only place, you know, everywhere else, say, oh, sure, you can complain. Say, tell me, I don't care, I'll listen, you know. But here, say you can't complain, you mean it. Things are going right. Excellent.